ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य रं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं धरेत् नस्तप्रेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवदुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. So today we're starting a few days before Lord Ramachandra's appearance day. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. So we'd like to read some special verses today. Which verse we're doing? Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 10. This is the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, verse 3. Tasyanu Charitam Rajan Rishibhistatpadarshabhi Shrutanghe Varnitang Buri Tvaya Sita Patermuhu Tasyanu Charitang Rajan Rishibhistatpadarshabhi Shrutang he varnitang buri Tvayasita pater muhu Tasyanu charitang rajan Rishabhi statva darshabhi Shrutang he varnitang buri Tvayasita pater muhu Tasya, of Him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, and His brothers, Anucharitam, Transcendental Activities, Rajan, O King, Maharaj Parikshit, Rishibhi, by great sages or saintly persons, Tatpadarshibhi, by persons who know the absolute truth, Shrutam, have all been heard. He, indeed, Varnitam, as they have been so nicely described. Buri, many. Tvaya, by you. Sitapate, of Lord Ramachandra, the husband of Mother Sita. Muhu, more than often. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O King Parikshit, the transcendental activities of Lord Ramachandra have been described by great saintly persons who have seen the truth. Because you have heard again and again about Lord Ramachandra, the husband of Mother Sita, I shall describe these activities only in brief. Please listen responsively. O King Parikshit, the transcendental activities of Lord Ramachandra have been described by great saintly persons who have seen the truth. Because you have heard again and again about Lord Ramachandra, the husband of Mother Sita, I shall describe these activities only in brief. Please listen. Purport: modern Rakshasas posing as academically advanced merely because they have doctorates have tried to prove that Lord Ramachandra is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but an ordinary person. But those who are learned and spiritually advanced will never accept such notions. They will accept the descriptions of Lord Ramachandra and his activities only as presented by Tattvadarshis, those who know the absolute truth. In Bhagavad Gita 4:34, the Supreme Personality of Godhead advises, Tadviri pranipatena paripashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnananas tattvadarshanam. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Unless one is tattvadarshi, in complete knowledge of the absolute truth, one cannot describe the activities of the personality of Godhead. Therefore, although there are many so-called Ramayanas or histories of Lord Ramachandra's activities, some of them are not actually authoritative. Sometimes Lord Ramachandra's activities are described in terms of one's own imaginations, speculations, or material sentiments. But the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra should not be handled as something imaginary. While describing the history of Lord Ramachandra, Shukadev Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit, you have already heard about the activities of Lord Ramachandra. Apparently, therefore, 5,000 years ago, there were many Ramayanas or histories of Lord Ramachandra's activities, and there are many still, but we must select only those books written by Tattvadarshis, Jnananas Tattvadarshana, not the books of so-called scholars who claim knowledge only on the basis of doctorate. This is a warning by Shukadev Goswami, Rishabhis Tattvadarshabhi. Although the Ramayana composed by Valmiki is a huge literature, the same activities are summarized here by Shukadev Goswami in a few verses. Translation again. O King Parikshit, the transcendental activities of Lord Ramachandra have been described by great saintly persons who have seen the truth. Because you have heard again and again about Lord Ramachandra, the husband of Mother Sita, I should describe these activities only in brief. Please listen. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So the appearance of Lord Ramachandra, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Bharat, Shatrughna, they're all the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes in our limited mental understanding, we try to equate, well, Lord Rama, he's more powerful than, you know, Parasuram or Bharat or Shatrughna. They're just expansions or incarnations. Very difficult for us to try to evaluate the Lord and his supreme pastimes. But the Lord, he appears just like we're Jiva Tattva, he's Vishnu Tattva, and Krishna appeared as Lord Ramachandra in the Treta Yuga from Dasarath, and there are many Ramayanas as described here, Shukadeva Goswami, even 5,000 years ago, there was much glorification of Lord Ramachandra, Sita Ram, Lakshman Hanuman. And all these histories are to set examples and to attract us back to the spiritual kingdom. Ultimately, it's nice to know all the details. Some places it says that Dasarath had 3 wives, but some other place said he had 350 wives, but he could not produce a male child. Many histories like that of kings. But he was also very, very powerful, Dasarath, assisting the demigods in their battles against the demonic forces. We see that all the time. The godly, saintly persons are always in battle with the demonic forces. But Krishna, God, Ramachandra, is never challenged by any villain or foe. It's not that Ravana can kill Krishna, or Kumbhakarna, or Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, so many demons. And most of the big, big demons that we hear about are actually devotees of the Lord, Vaikuntha, performing their pastimes with the Lord in this temporary material world. In the material world, everyone has an idea, a philosophy of religion, or someone may question, well, how is it that the battle of Kurukshetra took place, and wasn't the writing of the Bhagavad Gita by Vyasadeva after? How did it happen? And Prabhupada was irritated, as in Bhuvaneshwar 1977, when a person was asking a question, kind of trying to understand the intricacies of how this book, the Bhagavad Gita, was manifest by the mercy of Vyasadeva. And Prabhupada sarcastically told him, well, we are not as intelligent and sophisticated as you, Guru Parampara, that this is accepted by Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, so many Vaishnavas in the Guru Parampara. And it's also explained very, very clearly that Vyasadeva empowered Sanjaya and gave him the vision to see. Just like people would be mystified from, you know, like when you have a television set, you turn it on, you can see something that's taking place so many thousands of miles away, or you're hearing sound vibrations all the way from the moon, from whatever. So the transmission of knowledge is accepted according to the Guru Parampara. Just like here it says, Tadviri pranipatena pari prishnena sevaya upadikshyanti te jnanam jnanas tattva darshana. That the tattva darshis, those who are seers of the truth, those who are actually devotees of the Lord and awakened, or understanding the purpose and goal of life, Krishna is empowering like that. It's not that one can speculate and try to adjust everything mentally. So Dasarath, he was helping the demigods in so many ways. And Kakeyi, she assisted him. She was actually his chariot driver. Okay. And when his chariot was defunct, she helped the chariot. In this way, Dasarath became victorious. So he gave her 2 boons. He said, no, just being your servant and serving nicely. But Dasarath insisted. So you see how the Leela unfolds, and it has many, many layers. Although we're thinking this is only summary, but the Bhagavatam is so deep and so informative in so many ways, but every pastime has a great history behind it also. Yeah, we'll hear Especially when Mother Dari Shakti gives some explanation. She has so much detail, and that detail is because the Lord does exist. He does appear. He does perform Herculean activities, pastimes. So, as we have heard before, when it was time for Prince to be Ramchandra to become, who was that, the priest of the at that time, Vishishta, Vishwamrita. Anyway, they said, yes, this is an auspicious time. You should do it immediately. Coronate him the crown prince, Ramachandra. And Kaikeyi, she was agreeing with that, but her maidservant told her, no, why you want to become subservient? Dasarath will give you a boon. So the boon that she said, okay, I want to take that benediction you offered me. He said, yes. So that you make Bart, my son, the king, and you exile Ramachandra. So this is all very devastating for Dasarath and all the inhabitants of Ayodhya. And the story, obviously, it's very intriguing, unfolds in a very mysterious way, how Lord Rama, Sita, Lakshman were traveling throughout the various forests, and how Sarpanaka, the sister of Ravana, came. She was also very attracted to Ramchandra and Lakshman. But Lakshman, he disfigured her because she turned in, she came in like Putana, in a very beautiful form, very attractive. But when Ramachandra said, no, I'm already married, you should try Lakshman, he's available. And Lakshman said, no, don't be fooled by Rama, he's worthy of you. So then she understood, oh, Sita's causing all these problems. So she turned into her demonic form, and at that point, Lakshman disfigured her. But not only that, but all her warriors, thousands and thousands, they attacked Lord Ram and Lakshman, but were defeated. And it's not that these battles that take place, the Lord with the demonic forces, are just written by somebody with very fertile imagination, just for entertainment purposes. Of course, it is entertaining to hear about, especially the 10th canto, I don't know how many battles there are between Kurukshetra and Shalva, and also practically every queen that Lord Krishna took as his queen, there was a battle involved. But Lord Ramachandra was setting the example, showing by his personal behavior about his chastity to Sita Devi, and she's also considered a high level of chastity. So Manodari, the wife of Ravana, after Ravana was killed by Ramachandra, she was feeling great unhappiness and separation, say, because she knew the power of Mother Sita, that by insulting a chaste lady, they have supernatural powers by following vows and austerities. Just like Prabhupada, he was traveling through the airport and one priest was commenting, said, Swamiji, all your followers seem very effulgent, very bright. And he was impressed by that. And so these vows that are given to us by the Guru Parampara, by Srila Prabhupada, as we heard nicely yesterday from Mahatmaji, about not only making vows but following them, this is the difficulty. Because, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, in the morning time, you beat the mind 100 times with the shoe or the broomstick. And the evening time, again, we're beating the mind. So the whole process of the spiritual process, the Lord descending and attracting us in the form of all his various incarnations, in the second canto, this list of all the different incarnations, why the Lord appears, because he loves all every living entity, and every living entity has that independence. And so being a liberal father, liberal in the sense that we have the warnings that don't get entangled, that if you drink this, it's full of poison, you're going to die, but still we want to experience life in this material world, thinking, because the Bhaga, this Bhagavan, he possesses all the qualities. He's the most wealthy. So people are attracted, oh, Rockefeller, Ford, Birla, or this one or that one, because they're very, very wealthy. People are attracted. Someone is a famous movie star or a sports person or a musician, or, you know, someone who's extraordinarily strong or very, very renounced. Even Gandhi was respected and glorified for his renunciation. Very simple. So all these opulences that the Supreme Lord possesses in full are very attractive. But everyone's just simply trying to imitate these opulences of this world, thinking that I will become the most intelligent, or I will have a very big following, or I'll become the best at you know, as far as the topmost actor, the most wealthiest person. Sometimes they advertise, oh, so now there's a new most wealthy person. He has so many billions of crores of rupees. But all these achievements in the material world are simply temporary and destined to old age, disease, and death, and everything is taken away at the time of death. But the pastimes of the Lord exist eternally. So by hearing from the right sources is very important, because our time is limited. The other day in my office, I looked and I had so many books, many wonderful books. They're all very beautiful books. But in my mind, I'm thinking in a simple way that if I just stick to reading Bhagavatam from beginning to end, how many volumes is that? How many shlokas is that? And Prabhupada, you know, putting the message of all the Goswamis, of all the Guru Parampara in his teachings, and then read the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, read the Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction. So many literatures there, and what to speak of, all the, read the lectures of Srila Prabhupada, read the letters of Srila Prabhupada. We may seem very simplistic, oh, you know, you're not broad-minded, you got to see what other people have to say. But that chastity that Sita had, that Manodhari, that Draupadi is described, also Gandhari, many prominent women are considered chaste. So in the sense that Prabhupada was very careful that devotees stay chaste. Not that Prabhupada had any gain, oh, you know, I'm jealous, you know, I don't want you to go here, you might learn something different. But that's a problem. Sanatana Goswami described that one should not hear, even if one has a lot of good katha to talk about, if his behavior is not proper. If one is not acting like a Vaishnava, or even looking like a Vaishnava, better to avoid hearing unless they're speaking according to the Guru Parampara and or setting the example themselves. So tadvidi pranipatena pariprishnena sevaya upadikshyanti te jnanam jnanas tatpadarshana. We need to inquire submissively. We need to carefully hear from our Guru and then render service. Yesterday again it was emphasized that not only do we take vows, that we follow vows, but we render service. But we get excited when the appearance of the Lord is coming. I've told the story before. In Miami, we had a lot of greenery when we were in Unaimisharanya. They had like forests of tropical greenery. So before Lord Ramachandra's appearance day, devotees would eagerly bring so much foliage, you know, flowers and leaves and trees and branches. And the decoration was so nice. And just hearing the pastimes of Lord Ram, Sita, and Hanuman, how Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is merciful to all living entities, but He gave His mercy to the gorillas and monkeys. He empowered them in such a way that they could assist Him not only in floating mountain peaks in the water, but without having proper weaponry and or training in military science. And although Ravana and all the soldiers had modern weapons, gold, silver, very sharp, and very well protected with their armor, they were still defeated by the potency of the Lord Ramachandra's mystic potency. If Lord can float planets in space like cotton swabs, why He cannot float rocks to make the bridge to Lanka? The ocean personified when the Lord became angry because of not recognizing His power. She said, "My ocean will not impede you in any way of saving Sita. But just for your own glorification, you build this bridge made of rocks with your monkey soldiers." And it may seem as though the Lord, how He can do that? This is our basic doubting mentality about the Lord's pastimes. But why do we accept Krishna as a Supreme Lord? At 7 years old, He lifted Govardhan Hill. And Lord Ramachandra built the ocean across to Lanka and performed so many other wonderful transcendental activities. So our responsibility is to hear from Srila Prabhupada, because the father, Srila Prabhupada, he installed Sri Sri Gornitai here, Krishna Balaram, Lalita Vishaka, Radhashyam Sundar, because Krishna, Radha and Krishna pastime, the Vrindavan scene, is not some industrial enterprise of big cities and full of pollution and machinery and, you know, all kinds of criminal activities, illicit activities going on. It's simple village life, Vrindavan life. And the Lord specifically appeared 5,000 years ago during Lord Ramachandra's time. The atmosphere was very, very transcendental, because the king, if he's actually God conscious or God himself, like Prithu Maharaj, no one was experiencing any pain, no one would die unseasonally, and everything was actually very transcendental, heaven on earth. So they talk about the kingdom of Ram Raj. They want the kingdom of Ram without Ram. So we have the formula here how to recreate this Vrindavan atmosphere. And the Vrindavan atmosphere is created by following in the footsteps of the gopas and gopis. What is their interest? They want to hear about Krishna. They want to hear about the activities of the Lord. They didn't care. They didn't know that Krishna, they didn't study all the Puranas and all the different itihasas to understand how Krishna is God and why He's God. And their natural love was awakened. Because what is the purpose of performing austerities, vows, rituals, religious ceremonies, if there's no love for God? If that awakening of the inspiration that, yes, I'm an eternal spirit soul, I'm a servant of the Lord, I don't belong in this material world, I should utilize my time and my energy to go back to the spiritual world. So the great acharyas and the books are meant to convince us that actually the Lord does exist, and there is a purpose, and it's a very scientific process. But the outcome is not that, oh, I become a millionaire, or my family is happy. That's all that really matters. This bodily concept of just this ego is what's giving us trouble all the time, because we're thinking that we are this external body, this external form. It's not easy to get free from the bodily conception of life and awaken our spiritual love or understanding that I'm meant to go back home to the spiritual kingdom. It's a difficult process, but it's simple for those who have the faith and simplicity. The innocent shall inherit the kingdom of God. So sometimes if we get too complex and too detailed that I want to study everything and everybody before I can accept the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. It's okay, there's four sampradayas. There's great history, and there are numerous books, Ramayana, many Bhagavatams, many Bhagavad Gitas. When Prabhupada was asked about the Bhagavad Gita, he said, oh, there's so many Bhagavad Gitas, but they don't have the spirit of Bhagavad Gita. Many are somebody's personal ideas or inspirations, or they want to give some message according to their own ideas, not the Guru Parampara. So we should actually get excited a little bit. And this, 47 years ago was the appearance of Krishna Balaram Mandir. This will be on Ram Nomi Day, 47th. We had a nice celebration on the 40th, so we're hoping everyone's around for the 50th anniversary. We'll have another big celebration. And this is the victory of Ram and the victory of Krishna Balaram. And then the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended, the same Ramachandra, the same Krishna Balaram, comes again as Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And in this age, very simply is showing us, because Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord, he was hearing from Ramananda Roy. He said the first principle of a God-conscious civilization is the establishment of Daivi Varnashram, meaning Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra, Brahmachari Grihastha Vanaprastha Sannyas. Because according to one's nature, his work and activities, he's rightly situated. And if he's guided properly, then all the activities of following the scriptural directions will help civilization become free from all this war and fighting. And Mother Nature naturally punishes all of us for our sinful activities. We may not know how it is that the person who owns a slaughterhouse, although he's making some thinking, oh, it's very profitable, or the people who are even just following their so-called religion in a lot, saying that the animal has no soul, that's okay. Human beings have a right to slaughter the animals, and this is okay. So by having a blind leaders, they're going to hell, and all the followers are also going to the hellish planets. But one who takes up this process of Krishna consciousness as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kiva Vipra Kiva Nashi Shudra Kene No Ye Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hoy. What does he consider Krishna Tattva? The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's personal words, Krishna speaking himself. And there's so much depth to every single verse of Bhagavad Gita that if one who has the mood of humility and surrender, serving his Guru Maharaj, then that revelation comes from within. Sarvasya chaham hridi sanavishto mata smriti gyanam apohanam cha. The Lord is awakening our spiritual realization. Just like Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, great ministers, very educated, But Rupa felt when he was finally free from government service, and he was again with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the associates, Lord Chaitanya introduced him to everyone, Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya. They all give blessings. When Ramananda Roy was inquiring from Rupa Goswami, from his Lalita Madhava, Vidagdha Madhava, the two, he was going to write one book, but Satyabhoma came to a dream and said, "No, you make two books." So Ramananda Roy was asking Rupa Goswami that, how did you express the mood of devotion and love? And as Rupa Goswami was reading, although he was very shy about it, he didn't feel very comfortable to, because he says, "What I'm writing is only what Lord Chaitanya is giving me, because I have no idea of the transcendental subject matter or understanding." It's that, and all the devotees concurred and said that, yes, Lord Chaitanya has given you blessings. He blessed you to further spread, because you're thinking, well, Lord Chaitanya is enough. He can come and just make everybody Krishna conscious. But everybody has an independent mind. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He brought all his associates. He instructed Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. He empowered them. And by being empowered by the Lord, they wrote transcendental literature to attract us to the loving affairs of the gopis with Krishna, of all the inhabitants of the spiritual kingdom. Just to be attracted to Sita Ram, Lakshman Hanuman, by hearing about his pastimes, the devotion of Hanuman, the dedication of all the followers. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought it according to our time, place, and circumstance. And this Kali Yuga, in particular, we're very fallen. Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Upadrita. We're very, very fallen. We're covered. We are very slow in spiritual understanding. We're very much eager, angry, ready to fight due to false ego. And so the mercy of the holy name, the chanting of Krishna's holy name, is the cleansing agent, is the mantra when someone is bitten by the snake of illusion and he's becoming delirious from the poison, and he has no ability to, no clarity, everything is completely, that this mantra will drive away the poison, will clean the heart to the point where one can actually recognize that I'm eternal servant of Krishna. This mantra, Maha Mantra, is the process for this age of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by sitting together and hearing something about the Lord, Krishna's in our heart, and he sees that, yes, he's taking interest in hearing about my glories. You know, I may not be expressing the deep, intimate revelations and incarnations and all the leela and pastimes. There's only so much time in a class that you can express so many of the unlimited pastimes of the Lord. But we'll be hearing daily more and more. And Prabhupada was recognized by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati that he likes to hear, that he likes to hear. What was the pastime that many devotees came and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was giving lectures daily, but many went to see, take some darshans, some temple darshans and everything. And Badrinath? Oh, Vrindavan Badrinath, yes. So it's good. It's good to take darshan and sightseeing and doing many, many things. But the importance of hearing, Prabhupada, I love Mother Vidya's post. She always has some beautiful posts. So, don't even glance. Not that I'm saying. Give up false identification with this wretched material body. Identification that's the cause of the horrible cycle of repeated birth and death. Meditate on your spiritual form in Vrindavan. Millions of calamities will fall. Don't be disturbed until all past karma is destroyed. Reside in Vrindavan. Always meditate on the pastimes of the two lords, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. That's one, but this one here is also the one I was looking for. Please worship and serve the effulgent transcendental couple enjoying transcendental amorous pastimes together in the groves of Vrindavan. This complexion, the color of sapphires, and hers the color of gold, he holding a splendid flute and she a long-stemmed toy lotus with a splendid peacock feather crown, and she along with splendid braids. He dressed in splendid yellow garments and she in red garments. Sorry, that was also, of course, transcendental, but here's the one. You are restless because you don't read. I am laboring so hard for you, but you don't take advantage. Don't take advantage of eating and sleeping. Take advantage of these books. Then your life will be successful. My duty, I have given you so valuable things, day and night, trying to convince you, each word to word. And if you don't take advantage of this, then what can I do for you? So, my message and the message I hear from Prabhupada is that read Prabhupada's books, follow Prabhupada's instructions, you know, stay in the association of devotees, be very careful that we don't commit offenses, and somehow, by the Lord's mercy, by Srila Prabhupada's grace, we will have that opportunity to have the strength to go back home, back to the spiritual world. Not on our own. The Lord will take us. You see when in the ocean, the bhakta is, and Lord Vishnu's coming on Garuda, reaching out, and the devotee is reaching up, and the Lord lifts him out of the ocean of repeated suffering in this material world. So in the same way, Srila Prabhupada is making all the arrangements, providing all the guidance, all the roadmaps, all the inspiration required. So we have to just very enthusiastically do our duties in Krishna consciousness and pray to become free from our limited and our false ego, which is covering us, not allowing us to serve in a very Vaishnava way. Okay. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? We have a few minutes. Whenever Dharma may ask me to give class, I always get nervous. I've been doing it for like 45 years, but still, every time you gotta want to speak to the devotees and inspire them, want to figure out what can I say. They've already heard so much. You've already heard so many classes and so many books, but still, we try to do our duty by. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you. At one point in the class, you mentioned the simple Vrindavan lifestyle. So every day we sit here in class and we hear Krishna's pastimes and everything. And there's certainly a lot of drama. And also we hear Vrindavan now. It always seems like a lot of drama. So I'm wondering, what does it mean, simple Vrindavan lifestyle?
So, how is it a simple? Well, that the drama is around everywhere. Maya is available. doesn't matter where you are, you know, the famous saying, you show us that place, there's no Maya, we shall all go there. So the difficulties and challenges that may come and related to our service, we should see that the difficulties and challenges is Maya under the agency of Krishna showing us that this world is a terrible, miserable place of repeated suffering. Okay. But the simplicity is that by hearing about Krishna in Vrindavan, it's just so much more relishable. By chanting together, it's so much more relishable. By seeing the beautiful forms of the Lord and just being in the atmosphere of Vrindavan, the mood of service to Krishna, that is simple, that's so very beautiful. But the complexities come due to our own shortcomings and our own distractions from if we're reading and we're chanting, we're doing our service nicely, that's simple Vrindavan. But if we're preoccupied with, did you see how that person looked at me and what he said to me, and you know, you hear what happened over there, and oh, we need to, you know, it's like, yeah, many things happen. The Pandavas had to deal with it. They had to go through so much intrigue, but their ultimate meditation was on the Supreme Lord. So Maya's there poking us, and we have to just stay alert, that don't get too comfortable here. You think, oh, now I'm okay. We're not okay. There's danger at every step. So keep it simple, stay in Vrindavan, focused. Another question, Maharaj?
Does it say about what simplicity? Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness is so simple, you will miss it.
You'll miss it. Miss the simplicity?
Yes. Simplicity means practical, common sense, what about goodness?
All we can do is really keep good association and pray, and we can keep our life simple. But the more, this is why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, don't befriend the mind. The mind has to be, even Prabhupada said, don't be too lenient with your subordinates or your disciples. You should always chastise them, keep them in proper, you know, chastise them, not in a, for their own good. So the mind has a tendency to look for sense gratification. A mind has a tendency to cheat, to find fault, and to make to put others down and put yourself up. So this is a basic clear understanding why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta would say that right when you wake up in the morning, beat the mind. Take your shower. Go for the Mangala Arati. No, I'm tired today. That's the mind. But then, if you're beating it, in the evening time, again looking for some sort of happiness in this material world, so you might miss the simplicity if we listen to the mind. Any other questions, comments?
Simplicity means don't be delicious. What's on the inside is also on the outside. But I have a long list of comments and questions actually, but I'm just going to condense it down to just one simple question. So the most important thing that came out from that class, and thank you for the nice class, the number one thing that comes out to me is this Tattvadarshi. So who is a Tattvadarshi?
It's a very good question. Arjuna asked the same question to Krishna, and Krishna elaborated what are the symptoms of a devotee, a Vaishnava, very elaborately in Bhagavad Gita. So this is why we have Sadhu Shastra Guru, that we follow the instructions of the sadhu and shastra guru. And who's the original guru? Krishna. Krishna's giving. If you read especially the first verse in the 16th chapter, divine and demonic qualifications, the godly qualities are elaborated very clearly. And he assured Arjuna, don't worry, you're a devotee. So the devotional qualities are there in the scripture, in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So we say, how do we know who's actually a bona fide guru? Someone who's following the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Sadhu Shastra Gurus, our basic check and balance system. But when someone, sometimes they ask many questions, well, how do you know, you know, the Lord? Not that we're blind, we're not looking for blind followers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, use your logic, your reason, your intellect to study Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we need to study the scripture, I mean, scrutinizingly, not in a challenging way, but with an open heart. And Krishna, he'll give you that confidence. But I say, keep good association, sadhu, shastra, guru, obey the order of spiritual master, and Krishna gives the intelligence. Otherwise, there'll be unlimited questions. And Arjuna has so many wonderful questions. And Uddhava's asking questions, Krishna's giving the answers. They're there in Bhagavad Gita. Sorry if I didn't answer all your questions, but... Yes, Prabhu?
Thank you, Prabhu, for your beautiful class. So, I heard Prabhupada one lecture. One devotee asked this question, same question to Prabhupada. Who is sadhu, who is guru? So, Prabhupada answered that who is following the shastra is the sadhu. And who follow the shastra and sadhu is the guru. So, Prabhu, my question is that every time we chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and we chant this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Swamani Namaladhar Sikshastakam, we chant outwardly. We chant, you are my Prabhu, I am your servant. Outwardly I am chanting this, I am telling this, you are my Prabhu. But from inside I am telling, no, I am Prabhu, you are my servant. How we can become free from this anartha?
Well, that anartha has been with us for quite some time. And as we were hearing yesterday, this the instruction of Trinadapi Sunichina Tarodapi Seshtuna Manadena Kirtani Yasadahari, to become humble, more humble than the grass, more tolerant than the tree, and devoid of all sense of false prestige. So these are the diseases: false prestige, lack of humility, lack of tolerance. And these are symptomatic of this age of Kali Yuga. So we have no other recourse other than praying to the Lord. Just by hearing the Bhagavatam, hearing the Bhagavad Gita in association, you're whittling down the false ego, and those qualities will become more manifest. And by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This, by hearing Krishna and remembering Krishna, never forgetting Krishna, then all the good qualities will manifest. All the godly qualities of the demigods, yes, yes, the bhaktir bhagavati kinchana, automatically, they're already there, they'll develop.
Thank you.
Okay, one last question. Yes, Prabhu? Who? What? You have a comment for that? Maharaj, you can, whatever.
This was asked, how to be humble? How can you be humble? Prabhupada says, just do it. Even if it's against you to bow down, it's not in your heart to bow down, just bow down. It comes automatically after this.
So let's...
I've seen some devotees when I say, and others are still standing.
Uh-huh.
They don't bow down, so I can tell that they're very humble.
Well, we're going to bow down now to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada just to show our humility. Offer Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Everyone bow down, offer obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaurabani Pacharne Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschacha Adishatani. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai.